are on Sunday morning, Mike North and I, and we just have to talk about this Andrew Luck situation. Mike, I'm watching the game yesterday, and then all of a sudden, Adam Schefter breaks this news. You must have had the same reaction that I did, which was, what?
I got to tell you something, Aldo. My microphone's drooping because it's Sunday, number one. Number two, Andrew Luck, it was the timing of the thing. Here's what I want everybody to realize. I want everybody to realize that it was timing. It was when it was done, how it was done, how it leaked out, whether Andrew Luck wanted it to leak out or not. It happened, and he's on the sidelines, and he doesn't look like a Civil War casualty. He doesn't look like one of the guys that was in Normandy. He's walking off the field under his own power, no limp, nothing. He's been working out, and all of a sudden he's tired. And he's mentally drained and physically drained, which I understand. But it's nothing against him. And I'm hearing even, you know, guys like Peanut Tillman, former players, hosts that are former players, hosts having a pity party for him. There's no pity party here for him. He made $90 million in his career. Got a big signing bonus. And if anybody did this that was a quarterback, because there's been guys that have retired. I think Patrick Willis did it when he was in his prime, you know, but I think they did it at a more appropriate time.
Right.
This guy quits a week before the season is going to start. Are you kidding me? Saying, you know what, you're mentally tired and physically tired. You should have known this maybe a month or two ago. All of a sudden, you walk away. Am I wrong here?
You're not wrong at all. And some of the feedback that I've been getting is, well, they weren't supposed to announce it until tomorrow, and it got leaked out. That's the problem.
That's still too late.
Exactly. It's still too late. And they should have just said, well, you want to retire, Andrew? Okay, don't say a word to anybody. We're going to announce it in the middle of the week, not during the weekend of football. That's just ridiculous. You know, let's keep it under our hats for a while. The whole thing from a communications perspective,
horrible.
Was just
marketing,
awful.
Horrible. Jeez. PR, horrible. Andrew Luck is not a victim. Andrew Luck is partially a victim. The Indianapolis fans are victims.
Yes.
And the Indianapolis Colts are victims. And for anybody to say that season ticket holders, you know what, quit whining, who's whining? They spend money based on certain stars, and people are trying to pretend that Andrew Luck didn't put fannies in the seat. You're crazy. Mm-hmm. And this nonsense. You know what the argument that really aggravates me? Well, you know, he wants to be able to eat and be able to think when he's 50. The CTE crap's got to go. That's a bunch of crap, because Tom Brady's 42 years old, and guess what? He's sharper than anybody around. And he's got his whole life ahead of him, and I don't see any CTE coming in. When you're 29 years old, you want to play football most of the time. It's the ankle. It's got nothing to do with the head. A bunch of people that get on social media that have no idea about it, including former players that don't know the attachment to certain fan bases. If Jay Cutler, I wanted him to retire after year one. I wanted him to go do, but you know what? If Jay Cutler would have done this way,
oh my God,
he would have gotten buried.
Yes.
Would have gotten buried. And if he said, you know what, I've had some nagging injuries and everything else, half that locker room who didn't like him anyway would have been in revolt. Yes. How do you think the Indianapolis players are feeling today? 52 guys going, wait a minute, we were ready to go to the Super Bowl.
Right.
This guy was 15-1 to be MVP.
Yeah, they must feel, many of them, I'm sure, feel betrayed.
Absolutely. Yeah. And to pretend and to be outraged by the boos, it was the situation. It was the timing. It had nothing to do with him. Listen, every person I know that I've talked to, I like Andrew Luck. I have no problem. I give him a hug now and wish him well.
Yeah.
But, buddy, you're a dirty diaper with the way it came off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Now, Jacoby Brissett is going to assume.
Sounds like a breakfast dish.
That's right.
And he's going to be fed to the Lions.
As a gambler, Mike.
I just brought some Jacoby Brissett over for the wife.
That's right. As a gambler, Mike, how does this make you feel? Are the Colts now a bad play the rest of the season?
Absolutely. They're horrible. They're a horrible play. You lost your marquee guy. It's like having De Niro ready to go to Raging Bull, and the next thing you know, you got Pesci playing the role. You know, I mean, because, you know, De Niro drops out the week before the production. And people say, that's okay? It was just, it's Indianapolis. It's the way that it's been handled. I wish him nothing but the best, but the pity party, the tears for a kid that's got it made for the rest of his life, and he's going to be fine. I mean, I listen to all these guys that have concussions and everything else. They're all on TV. Troy Aikman, Steve Young, all these guys, they're going to be dribbling out of a glass. You want to know something? If you told me I could play in the National Football League for 10, 15 years, and I won't remember my name when I'm 82, that may happen, and I may not be able to remember my name from not playing. It happens to people all over. People get CTE and Alzheimer's and everything else. My mother-in-law never played a down of football. A frying pan never fell on her head. She had Alzheimer's. It happens. And to lean on that argument for a 29-year-old guy, when you got a bunch of warriors out there that know maybe someday it's going to happen, but guess what? Maybe someday it won't. There's no absolute that it's going to. This guy, people are making it sound like, well, if everybody is going to get CT, why is there a league?
Right.
Why is there a league? Why isn't everybody just retire now? Because money's to be made. The National Football League does the best they can with the safety. And then you got players revolting against better helmets. So let's get this straight. The CT argument, you start that with me, it's over when it comes to Andrew Luck. It was about his legs.
That's right. This had nothing at all to do with head injuries for Andrew Luck. Now, he may have suffered some during the course of his career, but what he said was is that he dreaded the injury rehab portion of it, and he was just fed up with
the rehab. Imagine having $70 million more owed to you and you're dreading rehab because, you know what, he's tired of it. That's what I can understand it. He's burnt out. He's tried. He's not going to be as good as he was. I think he was starting to get a little gun shy, you know, so I understand. But this crap where people don't understand the attachment to players, especially guys in the media that have been in it for a long time or former players, they never got it because they were never fans.
Right. Right. Now, you're looking at the game. The announcement has been made on television. The stadium, there's whispers going on. There's a shock on the fans' faces that the cameras caught. And Andrew Luck is on the
sideline. I thought he was going to be looking like a Civil War guy with the bandages and the head around his head with crutches. He's walking off like he's in the Bahamas. And then he's got the nerve. And this is where the disconnect is. I was hurt by the boost. It wasn't about you, my friend.
Yeah.
It's about the situation.
Right.
You just told a fan base. Really, you farted in their face.
Right.
You walked away as a smelly diaper because of whatever happened, whether it broke early or not. That's not our problem. And then afterwards to say the boost hurt, it wasn't about you. But that's your mindset. Right. It's about you, isn't it?
Right. It's fans paid to go watch a football game. And while they're
and
at the
season tickets.
Exactly. While they're at the football game, they are being told, by the way, the value of your tickets now for the rest of the season has just plummeted. You won't be able to give them away because our star quarterback has quit.
It's business, not personal.
Exactly.
And I'll tell you how much it is business. Like, I give a rat's ass about this. I may not bet Indianapolis all year. But I'm going to tell you, the people that picked fantasy, they're the ones that look bad. Hey, why didn't you tell us a week ago? But really, that's business for them. Mm-hmm. And some are in high leagues, some are in high-powered leagues. Some guys pay big money, but it doesn't matter. It was about the business of football, and Andrew Luck and the Colts handled it horribly.
Yeah, they sure did. And whoever it was that leaked that to Adam Schefter, first of all, kudos to Adam Schefter. He's doing his job. He's breaking news.
Absolutely.
That's why he's paid among the highest of all those guys that do that part of the media business. Kudos to him. But whoever inside the organization leaked that to Adam Schefter, he should be fired immediately. If I'm the Indianapolis Colts, I'm trying to find out who the leaked that to Adam Schefter, because you are going to be out of here and on your ass, and I'm going to call every other NFL owner and tell them this guy should be blackballed from the rest of the NFL because he can't keep a secret. He can't
keep a secret. But do you agree that maybe if this was done a month ago or 2 months ago, this gives them time.
Yep.
The fact he waited this long means he had doubts.
Right.
All the way to the end. Maybe you looked at his team. Maybe said, you know what, I'm not up for it. I'm mentally fatigued. You know, come on. I know guys, I mean, I'll just take my own personal experience. My father was working on the Tafts High School, the newer building, which you could see off the Kennedy Expressway.
Sure.
He was an electrician. He got blown off at the second floor. Him and a couple guys, because something that was supposed to be off wasn't. He ended up hurting his back really bad, falling. And you know what? He had to raise a family, and he had injuries, and he went to work just like a lot of other people.
Right.
Guys that have six kids, that both parents are working. They got to hear about a 29-year-old being mentally fatigued because he's got a rehab. Come on now.
Yeah.
There's 70-year-old, 75-year-old people rehabbing. They don't want to do it, but they got to,
right,
in order to live. So the pity party, as far as I'm concerned about, and here, the unawareness that it's not about you, Mr. Luck. It's about the organization and the people that paid, right, to watch you play under false pretenses. That's what it's about, and that's why you got your butt booed.
Yeah. And, you know, if the guy is having such a hard time with rehab, this had to be a feeling that he had months ago.
Agreed.
And he should have gone to the general manager and said, listen, I don't know. With the draft and free agency coming up, I'm not telling you that I'm not going to play next year, but I'm telling you, man, my heart isn't in this anymore, and I'm letting you know so that that way if there's a quarterback out there that you want to acquire to develop for the future, go for it, because I don't know how much longer I can do this. That had to be something.
They're going to win the division this year with him.
Right.
Now, can you imagine Jim McMahon, because of injuries,
mm-hmm,
the week before the season, saying, you know what, man, I'm going to quit. Can you imagine what would have gone on? This fan base would have done the same thing if he walked off the field healthy. They would have booed him. And, how can you boo him and this and that? Because the fan base got undercut. They had the rug pulled from out of them.
Right.
Basically.
Yeah. And so all of those people on Twitter who are chastising the Colts fans, but pump the brakes there a little bit. You got.
It was the situation.
Yes, this isn't about being mean towards
Andrew Luck. I like Andrew Luck. Yeah. I loved him.
Right. This is just a shock. Anybody's going to react that. If your wife or your spouse comes down and says, "Hey, I'm leaving you," what are you going to do? Right?
Right.
Okay, sweetheart. Bye.
Yippee! Thank you. And I'm taking everything. Thank you very much. We're going to not finish in the playoffs of married couples. Beautiful. Sappy ball washing fans. Now, can I get out of here now? I had to come to the studio, down to the exclusive Bears Room Studios, because I'm fumigating. How can they boo Andrew Luck? Tomorrow, there's going to be a wake for Andrew Luck. And the fans are going to be home. There should be a wake for the fans that dished out whatever amount it is for season tickets.
Before I let you go, does Indianapolis now
they're starting to promote the 500 again as a big time race?
That's right.
That's what they're starting to do, and they also want a major league franchise.
Do they call the Oakland Raiders or whatever they're called now, the Raiders, and say, hey, how much for that really tall quarterback that used to play for the Bears, that giraffe-looking guy?
Glennon?
Yeah.
Oh, listen, there's people that have all of a sudden got some bargaining position.
Yeah,
now.
Right? Absolutely.
But if Trubisky would say, even if it was Trubisky, even 5 years down the line, and let's say he's been injured a couple times, and but you know, the team's finally reached its maturity, they're finally ready to go, and then he goes, you know what, the rehab is hard, and I'm tired, and I'm really shocked I'm going to be booed, even though I walked off the field under my own power. I mean, you got to be on a gurney usually for NFL players to walk off a field, mm-hmm, and then to announce your retirement. And for the folks that don't realize it, for people that think this is the biggest shock of a retired player since Barry Sanders, I saw on Twitter, thank you very much, Jim Brown retired after 9 years, went on to make movies. And you know what? There were people that weren't happy about him when he did it.
Yeah, that's very true.
Big time.
And there's
what would they do to Cam Newton?
Oh,
instead of the Andrew Luck aura, what would they do to Cam Newton if he pulled the same thing? I got a feeling it might be even a little more harsh.
Oh, you ain't kidding about that.
Would you agree?
Absolutely. And there's one report that Luck was headed towards the middle of the field to shake hands with Bears players and so forth, and he was told, probably not a good idea.
Yeah, walk out in the middle of the field. I quit, and everybody's booing me. And I really...
And he's smiling.
You know what this reminds me? It reminds me that the Bulls did this. I mean, it's almost like the Derrick Rose shooting around and not playing.
Yeah.
You don't rub it in fans' faces.
Right.
And that's what Indianapolis, and whatever reason, Luck... Hey, it got out because Luck first told him.
Mm-hmm.
Should have kept your mouth shut, maybe. Maybe should have done it earlier. All I know is done the wrong way. Yeah. As soon as they found out, we're hearing now, it might have been 2 weeks ago, they should have come out with a statement.
Now, before I let you go, well, how do you compare this with the Michael Jordan retirement a week before the season? He you know, out of the blue, I'm retiring and so forth, and then he goes on to announce that he's going to become a baseball player.
Well, because of his father's death. If Andrew Luck's father, God bless him, Oliver Luck, who does very well, mm-hmm. was murdered, mm-hmm. okay, and Andrew Luck said, I can't do it, I think there's more understanding, mm-hmm. okay? And if Andrew Luck had won 3 Super Bowls,
right.
there's more understanding. Okay. So with Michael, we were pissed, but we were more upset that he was leaving because we saw what we had.
Right.
Okay? But then he came back. And that's what I think Luck may end up doing in a couple of years.
Yeah, there's a report that Mr. Irsay said that, maybe he'll come back.
Does
in a
he
couple
get
of
back
years.
Some of that bonus money? I mean, I don't know. I understand their financials, yeah. but man, I heard they had a ton more of money invested in this guy.
Yeah.
Hey, look, an airplane gets dinged up. Your brand new car gets a flat tire. You get it fixed and you do the best you can.
Right.
He didn't want to grind it out anymore. I understand that. And he couldn't play the game he wanted. And he wanted to play and it took some, and he's going to enjoy life. Good for him. But don't pretend that this was handled the right way.
Yeah. Mike, it is so great to see you on Sunday morning, relaxed and at peace with the world.
Wake up at 5 in the morning with my eyes wide open. I turn on the news first, so I'm pissed off already after 10 minutes. And then I hear, I got to listen to the pity party. You know, unbelievable.
All right,
I was fuming. I mean, I'm blowing smoke's coming out of my ear at like 6:30 in the morning after 10 cups of coffee. But it's good to see you, my friend.
It is great
because
to
we're
see
committed
you.
To Bears Barroom.
We are committed, and thanks for
I better
coming
be
over.
Committed to something. My picks have just been less than stellar lately, but that's good. I can't wait for the regular season.
Oh, my gosh.
It's going to be great.
Betting on preseason is such a tough thing to do. You don't know who's playing.
It was better last year for some reason, but
yeah,
this year,
yeah.
it's sort of like the bouncer. I know the bouncer's going to say you can't get in.
Mm-hmm.
10 feet away from when I'm walking towards the door. You know, when you just should have turned around.
Right, right.
You go up, and then they... There's right. almost, you should just turn around and go, you're not coming in. So you, right. you get the double hurt.
Yes. Well,
sort of like what happened to the fans last night in Indianapolis.
Exactly. Well, there's a revolution going on in football with more and more head coaches resting players. And so you can't figure out.
You know who don't rest their players? Tom Brady went 8-12 Thursday.
I know. How about that?
New England doesn't rest their players. And I hear people go, well, Bill Belichick's old school. That's funny. He won the Super Bowl last year.
Mm-hmm.
That's new school.
That's a bet on
I mean, my
Belichick.
God. Are you kidding me?
Bet
they
on
did
Brady.
Win. I mean, I might have CTE. I might be forgetting. Because everything now goes to that. Hey, he blew out his knee. Hey, he might have died. 25 years from now, he's going to be dribbling in a cup. Dance don't care. See you, Aldo.